I said, God, we got to stay this way. We've got to. And the title of this message is Humble is the Way. Humble is the way. I'm going to start in Matthew 18, 1 through 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, listen to this, set him in the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. God ain't looking for big folks. He's looking for people who's able to humble themselves. Humble means to be meek. It means to be respectful. It means to submit. Amen. You know what, and I'm going to tell you this again. What comes from this pulpit sometimes comes through human voice. But if I tell you something that's in this word, that's God speaking to you. Amen. Don't say, well, I got to have convictions. This is not the day for that. God is looking for somebody to keep his word. Amen. Amen. If you see it in the word, why you got to be convicted? What do you mean convicted? Amen. That is convicted word. If you can't get convicted by reading it, he sent you to school, and most of y'all are graduates. If it say, children of God, with my heart, this has God been bothering me about this. You have to do what the word say. Amen. You have to. He said, heaven and earth going to pass away. He said, but my word is going to stand. You have to be humble and submissive to do what the word is saying. You got to be willing to hear. Hallelujah. Humbleness will make you where you ain't too big. You know, you could that little child can tell you something. Humbleness will get you where, you know, she can tell you something. Or you can say, well, they ain't telling me nothing. You're not humble enough. You say, kids ain't like that. When a child is smiled, that's what Jesus said. You know, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Wow. I mean, they man was way up there. Who greatest in the kingdom, please? Amen. But he told them, he knew how to handle everything. He knows how to handle everything. He didn't say, now, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself for saying that. What's the matter with you men? No, he said, bring me a little child. You see this little kid? Except you become like this child, you shall in no case. Say in no case. Say in no case. So we should be striving to be humble. To be where God can tell us something and we don't know everything. Amen. Boy, this message is way off, I thought. I said, you know what I wanted to preach? The river that flows from heaven. Jesus said, no, you preach this. River flows from heaven get you going, but y'all going to listen to this. Except you become, he says, little children, you shall in no case enter into heaven. When the pastor or the people that's in this pulpit, supposedly, you know the anointing when you hear it, and you know truth when you hear it. Nobody tell you not to, you know, to follow people around. No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to go back. If you hear something you don't understand, go back, get your Bible on anybody up here, including me, and find out if it be so. Be like the Berean saints. God ain't calling nobody because he told us not to be a lord over his people. But when it's preached, do it. Because if it's in the Bible. Now, if it ain't in the Bible, it's something I'm thinking about, then that's different. But I'm saying, do it. Amen. Let's turn to another verse. I want to turn to James 4:6-10. Oh, Lord. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You don't understand. Did you understand what humble mean? You can hear God when you humble. You can hear God. He ain't going to keep on beating you out the head. You can hear him when you humble. When you humble yourself down, you go greater than, way further than some of us got. Because it means respectful. It means submissive. It means meekness. And Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, this down to number six. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And you cannot resist the devil unless you submit it. You can't resist the devil. The devil ain't think about you. Say not say. He look at you and say, what you say? You got to be submissive to God before you can handle the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He said, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves, he said, under the mighty hand of God in the sight of God, and he'll lift you up. Yeah. If you humble yourself, sometimes you want to say, but you got to shut up. You have to. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. And I noticed, oh, Lord, I forgot about that. One of my brothers called me, one of the sons I raised. He said, I came home and things wasn't right, and I wanted to say something. I didn't have this now. He said, I wanted to say something. He said, I shut my mouth and went in my room. He said, because if I'd have said something, the fire would have started burning. And then you say this, I say that, and you say this, and I say that, and let you know it's you all out of order. I'm learning that. Sometimes you want to, but you got to shut up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Women and men, women and, you know, married folks, you have to shut up sometimes. And most times it's the woman that have to shut up most times. Just telling you like it is. You got to hush. Just don't say nothing. And then it won't be nothing. You don't put no wood on the fire, it won't keep burning. I'm telling you some good stuff now. You want to go on with God, there's no need of fasting and praying and doing all this stuff and can't keep your mouth shut. I hope it is, D. Because I'm saying it with my heart. Amen. Sometimes you be wanting to say something, I know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It don't make you no better person now. I'm going to get him told. Tell me what to do. Y'all, I hit a chord there, sister. Amen. Amen. He come in, nothing cooked. And you've been sitting there all day. Now, most time women work. Most of the time they do. I admire women that work and come home and cook. And and keep their house. I admire that. You know what I'm saying? Because, Dad, you didn't tell them I didn't cook today. Invited out today, I said, thank you, Lord.
That's a good excuse.
Amen. But you know, a man work all the week. Women, you have to do what you have to do. I work for him. Oh, I hear you. So you cook. You know, you cook stuff you like. Ain't that right? Yes, Lord. Oh, I wasn't going here. I don't know how I get to these places. Amen. We need to get back. Get back what the devil done stole from us. He done stole something from us, children of God. It ain't making you no doormat to be old submissive. It's not going to. You can get things from Jesus if you're submissive. Same way you do your husband. Come on now. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in there. He said, "Be submit yourself, humble yourself in the sight of God. Be ready to say, Lord, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do it, Lord. It grates against my, but I'm going to do it." Amen. I remember when I was younger, I had did something. And the Lord said, go ask your forgiveness. I said, for what? Lord, they made me mad. I ain't did nothing to nobody. They did that to me. He said, ask them to forgive you for the way you feel. Ooh, that was hard. Ooh, Jesus. Me, a teacher, I had to go to these people. But I had to go. Sister said, ooh. So I told you she, and I told her, I said, please forgive me for feeling the way I felt. Some said, whew, lifted. And she threw her arms around me. She said, I know you're saved. Thank you. There are times you got to do. It'll keep you humble. When you say, I'm sorry. You know, you got to even say you sorry. People, you got kids. You ain't perfect. If you do something you know you shouldn't do, you go to your son and say, son, I didn't handle that quite right. Forgive me. I know Gwen came home. I'm going to tell it. She just was crying. You remember that day you came home? Gwen was just crying and crying and crying and crying. And she might don't forget, she was about so high. And I said, baby, what's the matter? She said, you said I need to grow up. Something like that. I said, oh, baby, I'm sorry. And she was in school crying. Because that's something I said was you. And she just cried. I said, oh, Gwen, I'm so sorry. But you learned. But you got to say you're sorry. Come on now. Come on. Ooh. Is this okay? Everybody done fold their arms. Oh. Let's go to 1 Peter 5. They'll fold their arms, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 in the 5th verse. Likewise, you younger. See, I told you, humbleness means submit. Submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed. I want y'all to be reading this with me now because this is in the Bible. Y'all got your Bibles? Read it with me here. And be clothed with humility, which is humbleness. For God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. You want to get really blessed, get out. Come down. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom ye may devour. Listen, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I thought this was, I said, Lord, I don't know if I'm preaching this. You know, I have to listen and see what you want me to preach. It wasn't going like this, but I'm glad. I think it's blessing you. I think it's helping you. Because the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, what they got to do first? They got to humble themselves. They got to become submissive. Turn from their wicked way. But you know why they ain't turning? Because they're not humble. See, people don't mind calling prayer meetings. You know, and sometimes folks will pray. But some of the people that God done told things, they ain't humble. They ain't humble. When 9/11 struck, the churches were filled. But then people weren't humble. They were scared. But the scared ain't going to get you nowhere. Scared is not going to get you nowhere. Did they humble themselves and go back to God? No. And it wasn't long before they turned and you saw what color their coat was. Wasn't long, but the churches, they tell me, was filled. People scared. They're going to get scared again because, watch out now. Because you didn't humble yourself. We didn't humble ourselves. Hallelujah. And I was thinking as I was this morning as we was worshiping God. I said, Lord, I know that you will keep us. For the word tells us you will keep us. And the word of prophecy came and tell us you will keep us. Yeah. But listen, hallelujah, God has to judge. And if America, since America is a nation, we're going to be red heels sitting in some of this stuff. And we're going to have to learn how, praise God, to be humble under God so he can keep us. Yeah. Can't put together what can happen to this country. We don't know nothing about it. I love Sister Gerda because she shares with us sometime when we here together, when the kids around, the kids love you talking. You love it. This is something you suffered. We don't know nothing about that. We don't know nothing about hearing bombs falling. We don't know nothing about having to plant white asparagus or whatever. We don't know nothing about nothing like that. It don't leave you. You know, even if you came up in a way and you had to scratch out a living, you remember that. Sometimes, and so the Lord, when he humbled Israel, he didn't want to do what these people was doing, but he had to. He had to, America. Because America patterned herself out after Israel. She patterned herself after Israel. And she getting the same thing Israel got. I want you to know about it. I've been telling everybody, stopping people in the stores. And I stopped the lady yesterday. She said, you know what? We were just talking about this. She said, you take my name and number. People want to know. Ain't no sense in knowing stuff and staying the same place. Hallelujah. People, my God. I see many times people, we come into church and God touches, but we don't change. So I thought a message, touch but not changed. For he said, my people which are called by my name will humble themselves. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says in Deuteronomy, let me see what they say. Let's go to, did I read James? Okay. And then I read Peter. Okay, I read Peter. I just got Matthew 5. This is going to mean something to you now. Y'all know what Matthew 5 says. It's the Beatitudes, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I want you to read that now. Did you read it up here? Matthew 5 and 5. Read it. Read it again. Now, if we're not meek, ain't no need us, then we're taking this land back. Forget it. We ain't taking nothing back. We submit ourselves one to another, didn't he? Did he say that? Praise. You know why David now, Saul didn't do no more than David did. You know, for us, you know. Yeah. But there's one thing about David, he could humble himself. You to come and humble yourself. Listen, God told David, said, I'm going to take this child. I'm not going to let you keep this kid. I'm going to kill him. But he understand. He said, I'm going to this God that I know, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm going to eat my heart that I love this child. So he bowed. But God took him. But you know what? I'm sitting up here looking at this scripture. I said, God was looking. That's my son. I got to do it. Y'all know where I'm going? Then he just had to do it. I don't think he wanted to, but he had to. He had to. He's God. If he don't be just, he's not God. So he's God. So God came and took the child. And after he comforted Bathsheba, the Lord told him, said, go back and tell him I'm going to give him a son. I'm going to give him a son that's going to be after my own heart, Solomon. You're going to name him Solomon. He's going to be a man of peace. So he comforted Bathsheba with that. I know Bathsheba was messed up too. About him. He don't let nobody get away. He just picked the worst. But I thought about God. I thought about him. I thought about David, and I thought about Saul. God told Saul not to do something. Now, he knew that he was not a priest. And Samuel had told him, we're going to battle, and I'm going to come and burn the lamb. I do what they do, you know, that they go for. He said, bring the ephod, bring the, you know, things he wasn't supposed to do. Wasn't supposed to do. He did the sacred thing that the priest was only supposed to do. Humble. No, Saul was not humble. And the Bible says, well, you know, when God chose Saul, he chose him because he had the folk. And when they got ready to go pick another king, the Lord, he told the prophet, I got me a king already prepared. He said, it's not the height of the man or this or that. He said, I got somebody already prepared. Then here come little old David, little red-headed, cute little thing coming out here. You know, he's the king. Here's my life. Your life is in there. The guiding light, that's the guiding light right there. I don't even run about it. Since I was a kid, they had that mess on there. Huh? All that you want to see. Somebody says, is that in there? I said, sure is. Amen. In the scriptures and learn who God is. He's a wonderful God. The Bible said, humble yourself. Then he said, if my people would just humble themselves. He wanted to pray, but we got to humble. We got to pray humbly. People here. I don't do nothing. I'm a good person. And you prayed. He said, forgive us, Lord. He always put us in. He didn't say, now, Lord, you know, sinned. And he ain't done nothing. Not, you know, for him, I'm looking. But he said, Lord, forgive us. And when forgive us, he said, and when you pray, say, Abba, Father. That's humbleness. Now, sometimes we go to God and I say, Lord, my Father. He said, but pray, when I pray, I say, our Father, give us this day our daily bread. That means everybody. He wanted you to stay with everybody. Because this is the body of Christ. And we are the body of Christ. Some of us are out of place, but we're the body of Christ. I want you to stand on your feet. Because I've learned you can keep humble yourself. You get that part, I'll be glad. I deliver my soul. Every step of life. To know how to keep our mouth shut when we need it. In humbleness and truth. Be submissive to do what you tell us to do. Don't let us say, which I've been hearing, I'm not convicted. And somebody told me, so I'm going to wait till the Lord tell me. Well, the Lord done already told you if it's in there. How crazy is that? Satan can't make you do some things. You committing adultery. You over going to the bar. You overdoing these things. But he going to try you in things you ain't even think. It's the little foxes that eat up the vines. It ain't all this big. We want to see God move? Then humble yourself. Amen. Because some folks is not humble. Some of y'all ain't humble. That's right, sister. Amen. Lord, just help us. Raise your hands to the Lord that we really want to be submissive to you and to others. Ask it in Jesus' name, God. Hear our cry. Hear our prayer. And if we cry, Lord, like you, the King of the earth, because you are, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. In Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I want you to know God will use you. He'll use you. But you have to humble yourself. Here's, Lord, I've done many works in your name. They did everything but raise the dead. Can't do that. I cast out devils. I did a lot of stuff. I don't even know you. That makes you think. So you cannot judge folk name. And the devil will bow at the name of Jesus. But when you use his name, make sure you're humble. Give him the praise and the glory. It's you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, attentive. I believe your people really love you and they really want to go to where you are. Amen. In Jesus' name. Anybody here need prayer for anything? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.